at Pro Wrestling History with Bash!
In 1989 in Memphis, Tennessee, Jerry Lawler put his career on the line but beat Kurt Hennig to take home the American Wrestling Association, AWA, World Championship. In 2008 in New York City, Ring of Honor, ROH, debuted a new level from the Hammerstein Ballroom, setting an attendance record. In 1953, a ban on tag team wrestling was lifted by the New York State Athletic Commission. In 1989 in Los Angeles, California, at a World Wrestling Federation, WWF, house show, Roddy Piper came out of retirement to wrestle for Jake Roberts and beat Ted DiBiase. At the same show, Randy Savage beat Hulk Hogan by countout, and Bret Hart and Mr. Perfect wrestled to a draw after reaching a 15-minute time limit. Counting is so important in wrestling and in this piece I do every week. You know, they only give me two-ish minutes. I wish it was longer so I could pulp in more jokes. Probably not a good time to bring this up. Moving on. In 2011 in Rahway, New Jersey, New Japan Pro Wrestling debuted in the United States for their East Coast Invasion Tour. In 2002, World Wrestling Federation Entertainment dropped the F to emphasize the E for entertainment, becoming World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE. They then launched their Get the F Out. You know, my wife says the same phrase to me sometimes. She's the best. And in 1996 in Nacoban, Mexico, Caris Lamomia beat Blue Demon Jr. to take home the Mexican National Cruiserweight title. That's this week in Pro Wrestling History. I'm Bash. Follow me on the Instagram at Bash and Barb or visit bashandbarb.com for more.